Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Samach Daled. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Isha Shamra, a wife says to a shlich, Skabli Gitti, a wife says, be a shlich la Kabbalah, and then the shlich says, I've done what I'm supposed to, I received the get, Tzricha Shtei Kita Edom. This wife requires two pairs of Edom. Shnayim, we need two Edom to say b'faneinu amra. We have to have two Edom to say that indeed this individual was appointed to be a shlich l'kabbalah, and shnayim omrim, and we need two Edom to be able to testify b'faneinu kibbal v'kara, that the get was received from the husband and that he ripped up the get. And as we're going to learn, the reason that they would rip up the get is because there was a gzeira that they're not allowed to have gittin. So the way that they would protect themselves is by ripping up the gittin. Says the Mishnah, continues the Mishnah, filu hein harishon v'hein achronim. Even if it's the same pair of Edom that testify that this woman appointed this man to be her shliach, and they also the Edom that testify that they appointed, that they saw him receiving the get from the husband, says, and why, says Tosfos, do I need to think, why do we need to have a special halacha that this is acceptable? Why can't they be the same Edom? Because, explains Tosfos, that maybe we should, when we see that's the same Edom that is saying both testimony, maybe what really happened here was that she hired them to say testimony on our behalf and they're false. Oy, continues the Mishnah, that you have one aid to say that he saw the appointment, and that aid, and then another person joined him, and then that one of the first aidim also part of the second group. The halacha is that this is considered mitzdarif. In both of these cases, it's considered a valid get. Itmar, says the Gemara. The machlokes here is when a get is in the hands of a shalish. The definition of a shalish is a third party. And the question is, how does the halacha look at this? Baal Oymel B'Kadim, the husband says that the get that was given to me was, the get that was I gave him was just, I asked him to hold on to the get on my behalf, but not that it should be used to actually effectuate a divorce. The shlish amal gerushin. The shlish says no, that I was appointed to be a shlich l'kabbalah. So now we have a very fundamental question: Mi neman, whose word are we going to accept? Rav Huna amar baal neman. Rav Huna's opinion is that we accept what the husband says. Rav Chizda says that it was the shalish's neman. The Chasam Sofer quotes the Baal HaTrumas. Two reasons why it's called a shalish. Because usually a shalish is the person who's the third party between two baledinim. Another pshat is that the pasuk says, v'shalishim al-kula. V'shalishim al-kula means that they were the person who had the ultimate authority. And here too, the shalish in the entire, for example, has the final authority. Rav Huna Baal Memen. Rav Huna says that the husbands believed him. If he gave it to her to make a get, he should have given the get to the wife. The fact that the shliach is holding, the fact that the shliach is holding a get is a right that she's not divorced, because if the husband wanted to divorce his wife, he should have given her the get directly. And as the Rishonim explained, the Mishnah, the Gemara here is referring to a case where the husband and wife are in the same city. And since the husband and wife are in the same city, if a husband wanted to divorce his wife, he should have just given her the wife get. Rav Chizda says that the shlish neman dohe imna. The fact that he gave the get to the shalish, that means that's why he's neman. So Rashi seems to learn the Gemara throughout that the reason that the shlish is neman is because he has a migui. He could have said that I wanted to, I could have given it a get. So when I say I'm holding the get, but I was given it to give it to her, to accept it before her, it's fine. The Tysus seems to have a different approach. Tysus' approach is, and similar to what we learned earlier, that the Chazal, the Shalosh, is a very powerful player. And since the Shalosh is a very powerful player in any situation, he has the final namanus. Masa Rav Abba. Ask Rav Abba, we learn in Braisa that Hadas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. If a person admits that he owes somebody else money, that's the rule is that Hadas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. The Shlish Naman Mishneim. And a Shlish is even more, his namanus is even more powerful. What does that mean? Ketzit explains the Braisa. Zeh Mekach. One party says like this, Zeh Mekach, Shlish Naman. If that means, if a person left money by a shalish, and the one person says that I left it by the shalish just to hold on to it, and the other person says I gave it to the shalish to give it to somebody, the shlish is nemen more than both of these parties, and whatever he says that the is what happens. Now let's think about this a little deeper. As I said before, this is the both parties, again we're going to say, is speaking about a case that they're both in town. So if he wanted to give the money to that party, why didn't he just directly give the money to the party? Just like the argument was made by the get. Then why don't you give the get to the woman? The fact that that isn't a prevailing argument is a raya. The fact that that is not a prevailing raya argument is a raya that the shilish is always neman. Says the Gemara, from there we can't bring a raya. Shani man desyavla mechila. The case of a get and a case of mammon is not the same. By money, there's always a possibility that you could be meichel, you could forgive any obligation. By a get, you can't just say, well, it'll be let us consider it a get anyway. A get could only be a get if, as we keep on learning in Amasechta, particularly if it's done properly. And therefore, making a get valid is much more complicated than making a financial situation valid. V'tanya, but ask the Gemara, the Braisa that we just quoted, that says that the Shalosh is Neman, concludes V'chein L'Gitin. So the Braisa clearly says that even in cases of Gitin, the Shalosh is who's Neman. Says the Gemara, what was meant there was Gitei Mammon. But says the Braisa, there's another Braisa that says V'chein L'shtaris. So we see that when it refers to Gittin, it means Gitei Noshim, says the Gemara Midigabe Hadadi Ketanya. And the Gemara means to say as follows. If there was a Braisa that said V'chein L'gittin U'l'shtaris, it would be very clear that Shtaris mean Shtari Mammon, and Gittin mean a get, as we know, a get with a wife. But that isn't the case. The case here is that there are two braises. In one braise, where the braise says that the shalosh is neman, the braise says v'chein legitin. In another braise that teaches us the halacha that the shalosh is neman, it says v'chein l'shtaris. So we could interpret that. In both cases, the definition is shtarei mammon. In one place, the braise chose to call shtarei mammon Gittin. At another price, the Braisa chose to call Shtari Mammon Shtaris. But what the Braisa always means to do is only say that by Shtaris, the halacha is that we believe the Shalosh. But that doesn't mean that either Braisa is teaching us a halacha regarding Gittin. Regarding Gittin, which is the subject of our shiur today, we don't have a raya who will be, if the Shalosh is the one that is trusted or not. Says the Gemara, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, a woman appointed someone to be a shlich l'kabbalah. We learned in our Mishnah that the halacha is, we need two pairs of edim. One pair should say, one pair should say that she appointed us, that she appointed him, the shlich l'kabbalah, to be shlich l'kabbalah. That he accepted the get and ripped it up. For my, why is it necessary if the shliach l'kabbalah shows up and says that I was appointed to be the Shlich LaKabbalah, he's the Shalish. Because obviously we're referring here to a situation where there's a dispute between the husband and the wife. Was he a Shlich LaKabbalah or not? So that this third party, the Shlich himself, should be the Shalish. And if we're saying that the Halach is that even by Gittin, the Shalish is always believed, why isn't he believed? And it says the Gemara, why did we believe the Shalish? And this is particularly very geschmack according to Rashi's Pshat. Mika nafa gittim tusa yadi delahemne. Rashi, we said earlier in our shir, said the reason the Shalish is believed because he has a migui. The reason the Shalish with the get is believed because he has a migui, because he's holding on to the get. So says the Gemara. So when he has that migui, this is according to Rashi's Pshat. When he has the get in his hand, and he has the migui, that's when he's neman. But if he doesn't have the get in his hand, the get is ripped up. He doesn't have a valid get in his hand, so he doesn't have the migui anymore. If he doesn't have the migui, that's why we can't say that without the migui, he's not neman. That's the way the Gemara is going to be explained according to Rashi. Very geschmack. But explain the Mefarshim that even according to Tosfos, that Tosfos said that the reason the Shalish is Neman is because the Torah gave a special Nemanus to a Shalish, still suggest the Mefarshim in order to explain Tosfos' Pshat. They say that Tosfos is going to say that when is that the case? That is the case when does he get the special Nemanus that we are speaking about. He only gets that special mnemonis if he coupled with having the get in his hand. But if it's a case that he doesn't actually have the get in his hands, the case that we are speaking about, there he wasn't granted a special mnemonis. And since in that case he wasn't granted a special mnemonis, the halacha will be that he is not Neman, and you can't bring a raya from the story of our Mishnah to what is the halacha by a shalish. Tainach, says the Gemara, Amra, Kibbal Amali, that she needs Adam, that she appointed that this person was appointed to be a Shlich LaKabbalah. She doesn't have the migui, as Rashi says. That's understandable. But why the fact that he has the get in his hand, shouldn't that be a raya that he received the get? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hamani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? The Tan of our Mishnah, going back to a subject that we spoke about much at the beginning of Masechta, is Rabbi Elazar ben Ami Edom Sirikarti, that the people, the Edom who see the get being given from the husband to the wife, they make the get into a get, and therefore, seeing a get in his hand will not be adequate. But Tosfos, the very masculine Rebbe, reminds us of something that we've learned, that even though we have this machlokes of Rebbe Elazar Rameyer of Edom Sirikarti, Edom Chsimikarti, Rebbe Elazar's opinion is Edom Sirikarti, Rameyer's opinion is Edom Chsimikarti, that's only if there are no Edom signed on the get. If there are Edom who are signed on the get, then the halacha is that even Rebbe Elazar will agree that the get a good get. So we have to be speaking here ostensibly in a case where there are no Edom signed on this get, says Tosfos. Says the Gemara, Kara Lamali, why was it necessary to rip the get? Kara doesn't mean that the get got ripped. The Kara means that they ripped it. Why did they rip it? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, as we mentioned when we learned in the Mishnah, Besas Egzerishana, there was a decree about Jews not having any religious observance. And since Jews may not have any religious observance, they made that if they gave the get and they quickly ripped it up, and therefore they would not be accused or be able to be accused of having had religious observance. The Trumas Hadeshin teaches us that this is the Mekar of the Minig. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar by Shach, by Musaf. And the question, of course, is, shouldn't we blow shofar by Musaf? Musaf is the time to blow shofar, because Rushachas to blind the shofar, we should do the mitzvah as early in the day as possible. And the answer is because they made a gzeir that Jews should not blow the shofar, and they were looking at in the morning if Jews were blowing the shofar. That's why we began blowing the shofar in the afternoon. So even though Baruch Hashem, that is no longer the case, but once the gzeir was put into place, it remains that way. And that's why here too, even though the gzeir no longer applies, the minhag still is to rip up a get after the get is given. Amar Rav Maida Rav Huna. Rav Huna is Maida. Even though Rav Huna has been telling us throughout our shir that the shlish is not neman, the Amri Ihi, if the wife says, L'di Amali L'shlish D'l'gershin Yavanili, that the wife says that the shlish expressly told me that the husband gave him the get to be, as a shlich l'kabola, mehemna. Says the Gemara, very difficult to understand. If the shlish himself would have said this, we wouldn't have believed him. But when she reports it, and she has a lot more negis, because she's the one that wants to be divorced, mehemna. Ella, says the Gemara, what I meant to say is the amr kameda dila the gerush yavnele. If the woman said that the husband gave the get to the shlish, and she says, I was there and the husband said it to him, I'm giving to you to effect the get, mehemna. The boy amr lidi yavnele bal. And again, we come back here to the migui. That the migui, she says that I could have said that the husband gave me the get. And when she's saying that the shlish received the get, she's neman. So, of course, point out to Rishonim, if that's the case, it has to be that she's holding on to the get. Because she only has this migui if she's actually holding on to the get. There are others that disagree and say that even if the shlish is holding the get, the same halach would apply. Says the Gemara, Bal Oimer Legerishin. The husband says, I gave the get to the woman, to the shliach for the purpose of Gerishin. The shlish Oimer Legerishin. So too is what the shlish says. And here Amaris, and she says, Nosanly, the get was given to me, Vavad, and I lost it. Amar Rav Yochanan, have a Dovish Abarva. This woman has a Cheskes Eishes Ish. Ain Dovish Abarva Pachs Mishnayim. We always have to have two Edim. And therefore, since we don't have two Edim that could testify that she received the get, even though the husband and wife and the shlish are all agreeing that she got divorced, it doesn't make a difference. Ask the Gemara Vamai, why do we need to have two Edim? In this case, where there's nobody arguing with the shlish, ought the halacha not to be the lehemni l'shlish, we should believe what the shlish says. Answers the Gemara, as we've kept on saying before, when is a shlish neman if he actually is holding on to the get? As Rashi says, because he has the migui. But in this case, mikonofa gita metusa yoda, is he holding on to the get, the lehemne, that should give us the reason to believe him? Says the Gemara, but lehemne labal. So yes, there's a reason not to believe the shlish, but why don't we believe the husband? Dom Rav Chibar Abin Amar Rav Yochanan, Baal Shama Gerashtis Ishti, Neman, if a husband comes and says that I divorced my wife, the halacha is we believe him. Says the Gemara, but Neman says the Mi'am Girashti. He didn't say I divorced his wife. All he said is that I gave the shlich the get. If he would say I personally divorced my wife, so then the halacha is that he's believed. But otherwise, he's not believed. Why is he believed? Because it's also a form of a migui. Because he wanted to divorce his wife, he could have divorced her now. So the fact that he said, I already divorced her, gives him the manas. But ask the Gemara, if the husband is saying, I gave the shliach the get, so that should be enough of a reason to believe him. Isn't there a rule throughout Shas, the chazok shliach osu shlichusoy? Dama, Rav Yitzchak teaches us. Somebody says to a shliach, go be makadish a wife on my behalf. And then, may shluchai. The shliach dies. The halacha is also b'chal noshon shabayilim. He may not marry any woman. Why? Because we have a chazaka that shliach osu shluchusai. We can rely that the shliach did as a shlichus. And therefore, he married a woman. but I don't know who, I, the one who sent him, don't know who was that woman. And since I don't know who that woman is, every woman may be that woman, or may be the sister or relative of that woman. And therefore, the halacha is, I can't get married. So we have a klal of shlichas shluchusoy. So here too, when the husband gave the shliach the get with the intention that the shliach should give the get to the wife, why don't we say shlichas shluchusoy? Answers, the Gemara, hani mili l'chumra. We only rely on that l'chumra av l'kula loy. We don't rely on that l'kula. V'hem l'lidah. Why can't we trust her that she says I received the get? Didn't Rav Hamnuna teach us? If a woman looks at her husband in the face and says, you divorced me, namenis, she's trusted because there ain't isha meza paneba fnebala, she would not have the temerity to say to her husband, you divorced me, if it isn't true. Answers the Gemara, when does that chazaka apply? When does that halacha apply? That hazacha only applies in a case, a woman would not have the chutzpah to say it in that, to say that to her husband if it weren't true. But here, she doesn't feel inhibited from saying it. The reason she doesn't feel inhibited, because she has these, all these other people who are backing her up. And therefore, in such a case, the chazaka of Ein Ish Mizbe Fnei Bala doesn't apply. So our Gemara just taught us a rule that there's a chazaka, shlich osa shlichusai, but we could only rely on that chazaka, l'chumra, not l'kula. Taisus says that in a case that the shlich knows that the mshaleach is relying on him, and his failure to carry out his job could cause the mshaleach to be over an iser, there's a reason to believe that we can rely on the chazaka shlich osa shlichusai. The Taisus quotes a Gemara Masech, the Erev and Daf Lamed, Beis of an Aleph, says in such a case, the mshaleach can rely on the shlich even lekula. Many Paiskim paskin that this chazaka of shlich osa shlichusai can rely on by the Rabbanon, not by a deraisa. So therefore, for example, if somebody asks a shliach to make an Erev, you can rely on the shliach, because that's a derabonim. However, where it's a case of a deraisa, like our case, there we can't rely on the chazak of shliach usay shechusay. So if that's the case, many poskim ask the question that we know that before Pesach, many people ask their rov to sell their chametz on their behalf, so that they shouldn't be over the lav of bayra bayimotze, and we rely on the rav doing his job and sending the selling the chametz because of shlich osa shlichusai. So the Shamat Shion Balocha asks, this is a deraisa. The lav of owning chametz on Pesach is a lav of bayra bayimotze. So we just said that the halacha is that we don't rely on shlich osa shluchosai when we're dealing with a deraisa. So how could we rely over here, to ask the Shem Tzorim Balocha, on the Rav, just giving the selling the asking the Rav to sell the chametz and not doing any more? So the Shem Tzorim Balocha answers that since mederaisa, bittel chametz is adequate, all you need to do is just be mevatel your chametz. So when the Rav is selling your chametz, you already mevatel the chametz. So the need, so the issa bayira bayimotze is only a drabonon. And since it's only a drabonon, therefore we could rely on shlich osa shluchosai. The Chuvas van Hoggis, however, asks on this. He says the chametz that you're selling is not the chametz that you mevatel. And since it's not the chametz that you mevatel, as the Shuvas van Hoggis, we're back to our question. Why is this considered that we're not relying on shlich osa shluchusai by a deraisa? Says the Shem Tzion Balocha another answer. This concept that chazaka shlich osa shluchusai, and this distinction that we're making between a deraisa and a derabbanon is only if he's a shliach. And says the Shem Tzim Malachi, quotes a shach, that the definition of a shliach is somebody who is getting paid, somebody who's doing it and not getting paid. But if somebody is getting paid, then the halacha is very, very different. So therefore, says the Sharm Tzan of halacha, this is where the minig became, that everybody pays the Rav to sell the chametz. So if you're paying the Rav, he's not just your shliach, he's actually working on your behalf. And since he's working on your behalf, then everybody agrees we could rely on shliach osish lechusoi. This, we rely on this in another case, and that is if somebody sends his shalach manas with a shliach, and we don't know if the shalach, if he actually did his shlichus or not. But again, given what, the way we're learning in our shir, by the rabbanon, we can rely on shliach osish lechusoi. But this is not such a simple position, because the mitzvah of shalach manas is written in the Megillah, and therefore, since it's written in the Megillah, so the halacha is it may have a status of a deraisa. And if it's a status of a deraisa, we say that we can't rely of shliach shlichosai. So there, maybe the halacha should be that one should check with his person who brought the chametz, if one should check with the person who brought the chametz to brought the shalach manas, if he indeed did do his shlichus, because if it has the status of deraisa, we can't rely on shliach oisa shlichusai. The Gemara also says that the halacha here is that if somebody appointed a shliach to find a wife on his behalf, and now the shliach dies, and he doesn't know who and if the shliach was Makadish for him, he will never be able to get married. Based on this, the Chasam Sofer says we could understand the conversation that took place, he says, between Eliezer and Besul and Lovin. We know that Besul and Eliezer and Lovin wanted to kill Eliezer. What was the reason that they wanted to poison him and kill him? Because they knew that if Eliezer will die and not be able to come back to Yitzchak and tell him who was the wife that he found, Yitzchak will never be able to get married. So he says, and that's why Besul and Lovin wanted to kill Eliezer, there should be no future for Avram and Yitzchak. But why was that not a concern, says the Chasam Sofer? Because Avram Avinu told Eliezer he should only find a wife from Mishpachtoi, from his family for Yitzchak. So what would have been, says the Chasam Sofer, if Eliezer wouldn't have come back? If Eliezer wouldn't have come back, indeed, Yitzchak would not be allowed to marry any woman from Canaan, because not from Canaan, from his family, because we don't know who Eliezer found. But there are plenty other women. So that's why Eliezer told them, "Lo'oichel adam shedibarti." Let me tell you what I have to say. Eliezer knew what their plan was. And Eliezer told Besul and Lovin, you think if you kill me, you will have really accomplished a lot, that there won't be any future for Yitzchak. He won't be able to marry anyone. So he told him, let me tell you the story. The story was that Avram told me that I am only a shliach to find a wife for Yitzchak mi mishpachtoi. So if I won't come back, indeed, Yitzchak will not be able to marry anyone from Mishpachtoi, but he'll be able to marry other people who are not from Mishpachtoi, and your plan won't be fulfilled anyway. And that's why we could understand two things. Dimri Emes explains, that's why we could understand how Avram Avinu appointed Eliezer to be a shliach, to be Mekadosh's wife. If we're learning in our Gemara that if you appoint a shliach to be Mekadosh a wife, you're really exposing yourself to a very serious issue. So how did Avram ever do it? The answer, says the Miriamis, is that he didn't tell Eliezer, you could find a wife for Yitzchak, anybody. It could only be Mishpachtoi. So even if Chas V'Shalom Eliezer doesn't come back, Yitzchak would not be left Chas V'Shalom in limbo. One point. And furthermore, we understand, explain the Mefarshim, we say in the Haggadah, Lavan Bikei Shlakar Sakol. Lavan wanted to destroy us. And we know that certainly Lavan was an arch enemy of Klal Yisrael. But where do we find the Lavan Bikei Shlakar Sakol? Where do we find that he wanted to completely eradicate us? The answer is, this is where we find that he wanted to completely eradicate us. He wanted to eradicate us by poisoning Eliezer, and he thought that he would be able to accomplish that Yitzchak will never be able to get married. The halacha we've learned many times is a father, as long as a daughter is a ketana, can marry off his daughter. Once she becomes a nesua, she leaves her father's rishus, even if she's still a ketana. And the halacha, as the Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us, because there's a hekesh of the yotz of a haisa, that just like a father could accept kedushin on behalf of his daughter, he could accept gerushin on behalf of his daughter as well. Says the Mishnah, nara marasa, when we have a nara marasa, he v'avia, either she or a father, mekablas getin, could accept the get. Amar Yehuda, ein shtayim yudai zeiches kachas. That's not possible. Ella avia mekablas getin b'vad. His opinion is that only the girl herself can be mekabel to get, not the father. Now the Mishnah teaches us another halacha. Any girl who doesn't have the proper intelligence yet to watch or get, any yachal is garish. Because, as the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, a get is only considered a valid get is only in a case where Mishalcha Veina Chazeres, that when she's divorced, she knows not to come back. If this woman is not capable of being in that category, then her get's not a get. So we started the Mishnah with a machlokes. If the girl herself can be makabel to get, only the father. It says the Mimaikum Mifki, what is the basis of the machlokes? Rabbanan Savri, Yod Yisert Zachal Rachmana. When the Torah says that the father can accept a get, it doesn't mean to deprive her of the right to get a get, to receive her get. It just also gives the father the right. If she has a father, the she doesn't have any standing. We learned further in the Mishnah. Any woman who can't receive a get can't get divorced. A ketana that knows how to watch a get miscarriages. However, if she doesn't, ain't a miscarriages. Vezik Tana Yodas Lishmaskita, Kosh Meshamaraskita Vidova Acher. Ask them where Mike comes, what is meant when he's saying Dover Acher. Umrab Yokna Kama, Kosh Meshama Dover Acher Maskita. Any girl that she lost her get watches something else, thinking that this is her get, that's a Ketana that could get divorced. Says the Gemara, if a girl can't differentiate between what is her get and what is not her get, maskler of Hunabar Menoyach, that if she can't differentiate and she thinks another document is a get, so then Hashayta Ba'almihi, and why should she be able to receive a get? And therefore says the Gemara, Omer of Hunabar Menoyach, Mishmeder of Acho, Bereder of Ika, Koshim of Chenes, on the contrary, Koshim of Chenes, Begita Dava Acher. Anybody who has the mental capacity to distinguish between what is a get and what is something else, that is considered a woman that's intelligent enough to accept the get. Amar Yudah Maravasi, Tzror V'zoykar, a child that's intelligent enough that if he's given a stone, he discards it. Ever guys, but if he's giving a nut, the noitloi, the halacha is, Zoychel Atzmai, he's considered mentally competent to take ownership, but Vein Zoychel Acherim, he can't give over ownership to transfer ownership. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is you need to have a higher level of das, not only to be able to receive, but also to give, and that's not high enough. Chayfetz u'machzira l'achashah, if he has already enough intelligence that if they give him something, they and then they ask it to give it back, he's able to follow. Then he has enough intelligence to even transfer. Says the Gemara, Kamrita kamed Shmuel, says Rabbi Yehuda, when I said this halacha over to Shmuel, Amadavada achasi. That both of these statuses, both of these descriptions that we just had, are one and the same. Says my Davada achasi, Amar Rav Chisda, echadzeh vechadzeh, that when a person is in this category, he only is zoichel atzmai, vein zoichel acherim. There's a machlokes rishonim, when the Gemara says vein zoichel acherim, doesn't mean even midaraisa, only midarabonim. As we've spoken many times, Shlomo HaMelech said that even though midaraisa, all rishus hayochids are equal, and therefore one midaraisa could carry from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid. If you have a rishus hayochid that's a more private rishus hayochid, and then you have a rishus hayochid which is more public, then you can't carry from that rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid. Meaning, the case that we always use is if somebody has a property, an apartment in a building, and it's his private it's his private apartment, and then in that building there is also the hall, the vestibules, which are for all the people that live in that house. It's all Rishus HaYochid. But Shlomo HaMelech said, since this is a more private Rishus HaYochid, and that is a more public Rishus HaYochid, the halacha does not allow you to carry from the Rishus HaYochid from your house to the public areas without first making a Ruvei Chatzeris. In the time of Chazal, private homes opened up to Chatzeris, and therefore, as we just explained, you had to make a Ruvei Chatzeris to be able to carry from the private homes to the Chatzeris. And furthermore, in the time of Chazal, a number of Chatzeris opened up to a Mavli. So a Chatzer is a more private Rishus HaYochid than a Mavli. In order to be able to carry in the Mavli, you had to make, as the Gemara Masechta Ervin describes quite extensively, you had to make a Shtufei Mevois, that all the people from the various Chatzeris put something in one of the Chatzer, contribute and make a Shtufei Mevois. Says the Gemara, Maser of Chanina Vardon, Rav Chanina Vardon, the Mishnah Masechta Ervin Daf Ayin Tes on the base teaches us. Ketzem Mishtatim B'Mavi. How is a Mavi? How is Shtufim B'Voyis created? Menich Sechavis. Somebody puts down this barrel of wine. V'Omer, I'm contributing this wine. Harei L'Chol B'nei HaMavi on behalf of all the members of this Mavi. U'Mezakelhem. And how does he transfer ownership in that barrel of wine? In other words, what he's trying to accomplish is that he shouldn't have to go to everybody individually. He'll contribute on their behalf. How do they become the owner of that wine and that this should become halachically meaningful? There's a very big discussion when we say b'noy u'bita egdoilim, what does that mean? Does it mean gedoilim, that means that they're above bar or bas mitzvah, or does gedoilim mean that they don't live in his home? Now the question is, hi shifcha echidami, who is the shifcha? Ida asya shtei saris, if the shifcha is already a gedoila, my boy gabei. Once a shifcha becomes a gedoila, she's no longer in his family, mavriya, alav d'lo yasya shtei ktaris. She hasn't yet brought, and yet we see, viktani zachla acherim. So we see that she has the ability that even though she's not a gedoyla to transfer ownership, answers the Gemara, shtani shtufim evoz to Rabbonin. This is only a din de Rabbonin, as we explained, Shlomo HaMelech's Kseira. And for here, we could be more lenient in this case. Amar Rav Chisda, Ishtik Rav Da became quiet. Why didn't Rav Chanina give this teretz? Says the Gemara. because my havelah meimer. The reason he didn't like this teretz is because called the tikkun rabbanon ka'ein the raisa tikkun. And if the rabbanon said, if the raisa was saying that a cotton does not have the ability to transfer ownership, if he doesn't have that ability, mid the raisa says Rav Chinina, he wouldn't have that ability mid rabbanon either. Vidach, and what will Rav Chinina say? Ki amrinon. So when do we say called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun the milsa the islay ikum and a taira? There are two types of the rabbanon. There are some rabbanons that are based on the deraisa, and since they're based on the deraisa, there we say called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. But something that doesn't have a basis in the taira, shtufim avoyis, there is no din of shtufim avoyis in the taira. A milsa the leslay ikum and a taira loy. There we don't say called the tikkun rabbanon kein the raisa tikkun, and therefore we could say that even though normally a cotton cannot transfer, cannot be the conduit to take ownership, here in such a case the cotton can be the conduit to make transfer of ownership. But that's only by the rabbanon. In a case of the raisa, the halacha remains that a cotton cannot be the one to transfer ownership.